Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good night, good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Willie J. Hunter of KASK Radio Station. Tonight, we're just happy once again to come to the Broadband to People. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the Word of God. So, we're going to do this here. Reaching the unreaching and telling the untold about Jesus Christ soon to return. As we know in this life we live in today, there are many problems. And the many problems that we have, we're going to have to face them. God has called us to a place and position that we as believers can do it. He's not calling nobody but us. He's looking unto us. So as I come on tonight and give Dr. McClendon the mic, she's going to tell her what God and go, how God has blessed her with the word. And if you have something, we're going to give a pause when we finish up and raise some questions. God bless you. Dr. McClendon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Amen. Praise God. I mean, I thank God so much for this night that he'll allow us together as a church. In the Greek, it says church is a gathering. So I thank God for that tonight. And tonight, I want to go to 1 Kings chapter 18. Amen. Because we got to choose who we're going to serve. We want to choose who we're going to serve, amen, and not this if and ands and buts when we're talking about the true king, when we're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. So we're going to go to 1 Kings chapter 18, and we're going to start at verse 17, if you don't mind. And here we go. It says, "And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elisha, and that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubled Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table." We got to watch what table we're eating at, y'all. We have to be very careful of the table we eat our bread from, because of the fact that, and I'm not talking about physical bread, I'm talking about when it comes to the Word of God. When we come together and share this bread, we got to be careful, because there are false prophets and there are the true prophets of God. So we got to be very careful eating at whose table we eat at, okay? He said, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elisha came unto all the people and said, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. Okay? And call ye on the name of your God, my God, my God. And I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under. Verse 26. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped up on the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a God, little G, either he is talking or he is pursuing. or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and matches, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came unto him. And he prepared the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the son of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullocks in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran around about the altar. And he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things in thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that the people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering, and the wood, and the stone, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal. Let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and slew them there. And the reason why I wanted to go here to this passage is because a lot of times, I don't know about anybody else, but when I'm talking to people and my faith is so secure in what I'm seeking, people will say, yeah, but, you know, yeah, but, and it's always a but when it comes to healing, deliverance, or even what you're asking God to do concerning kingdom building. Some people will say, no, when you speak in God's word, God said his word will not fall to the ground. It will not fall to the ground. And so when I'm talking to people, it let me know that they have little faith to believe that what God's word say is true. And so that's why I be aware of the unleavened bread. I be aware of those people that I'm talking to. And sometimes I call people or I talk to people just to see where they are, because of the fact that if you don't have the faith to believe that what I'm asking God for with me, then I need to find the person that does, so we can build up on that. And so when people say, yeah, but, you know, I'm like, okay, now I need to find the person. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't like the person or whatever. It means that I got to find somebody that has that kind of faith. Your faith matches up. And so when I'm praying for a specific thing and I'm asking God, I don't know if people really believe that the Lord still speaks by the Holy Spirit, because he does. I hear him clearly. He will give you clear instructions, okay, when your heart is in it. That's why when he said, when you come in spirit and in truth, and he'll speak to you. Not worshiping them with your mouth, because that's not going to cut it. When you're talking to him, you got to come in spirit and in truth. And so we have to have those believers, and we can get a many things done. The Bible said one can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. So if we getting those people who are on one accord, believing the same thing, speaking the same words, speaking the same thing that God is saying about us, we can get so much done. But a lot of people don't have that kind of faith. So we got to choose, because we can't have both. We can't serve Baal and God too. We can't serve him. We can't have two masters. We can only have one. And so we have to believe that what God says in his word is true. He authorized these words so we can speak these words, and they shall come to pass. Amen? The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. So it's those things we speak. I even tell people when they're saying, well, I can't do this, and well, I don't have that. No, you may not see it in your hand just yet. But knowing that God's promises are true, he won't go back on his word like man. He will not. Because we and some of us, we have good intention. We say, yeah, somebody said, can you do that for me tomorrow? You say, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. But something come up. He said, man, I was intending to do that for him. God, I don't know how I'm going to do both of them. I can't. I'm not going to be able to go both, because both of them had 8 o'clock. I'm going to have to tell, man, I sure had to call and tell them I can't do it. Well, we have good intentions, and we want to do it. We would do it. But something more important came up. But what's impossible with man is possible with God. So when you have that kind of faith, so that's why we as believers, when we come together speaking God's word, we can get so much done by faith. And that's what I'm talking about. By faith, we can get so much done. We can do a lot by faith, by choosing one master, believing that. And you can talk to some people and you can say, you know, I'm believing God for, hey, $1 million, or I'm believing God for my health, or I'm believing, they say, well, you know, them doctors. No. Excuse me. We're seeking out God first. Excuse me. We're seeking him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. So when we start seeking him first, he knows what we need even before we ask. Before we ask. And he said, don't ask amiss. So we have to choose whom we are going to serve. Choose whom we are going to serve. And so that's why I come to the scripture, because I come across a lot of people who said they're believers. And they say, oh, yeah, I love the Lord. I am a believer. And then when you start praying for something specific, they say, it's always an excuse. It's always an excuse with some people. That's not all people, but with some people, it's always an excuse. And they're always trying to find an excuse for this, an excuse for that, why it can't work. It can work. It can work. So that's why I said we have to be on one accord. If I call someone and I said, let's pray that this is what we're asking God to do for us in our lives, you know, and your health and your finances, whatever the situation is, whatever, because we have situations in all areas. But whatever that situation is, when you're calling on people, we don't want somebody to say, excuse me, we don't want somebody to say, well, yeah, but, you know, God, you know, God, yeah, God, you know. No, we want to believe God. We want to trust God's word. What God say in his word is true. About whatever the situation is, we have to have faith. Choose whom you're going to serve, who your master is. There's only one master. And we choose him. And when we come together, we want those people to come together and be on one accord. Because when you start talking to them, they say, no, they're so used to doing it a man's way, until when God is trying to do a new thing in our lives, some people say, well, no, see, I this way I did it 40 years ago, and I had to get out there and I had to do it like this. Well, when you have that kind of faith, when you was a child, you spoke as a child, you know, in childlike faith. You did things in childlike faith. But now that you're mature, we are mature. We have matured. Our faith has grown. And so some people are so used to doing the way they used to do it, they can't even see the spiritual side of it, saying, okay, we can do this by faith. In the name of Jesus, we can do this by faith. So we have to choose whom we're going to serve. And like I said, I tell people, I love God's word. I love it. I know it works. I've seen it work. God has done so many things in not only my life, my family life. I have seen when we prayed in faith how it works. And I tell a story all the time about my mother and my sisters and stuff like that and how God healed them. And people take it lightly. I don't. I don't take it lightly. My mother was dire sick. And I was talking to a gentleman today, and he told me, he said, my sister had the same thing, and she died. My God, my God. But we stayed in prayer. We didn't give up. We didn't give up. We stayed in prayer, leaning on God's word. Lord, you authorize this word. We're going to stand on it. And God said, you stand on my word until you see her heal, her manifest. And then when things would happen, I would talk to God and say, Lord, I don't know what to do. Then he will allow the Holy Ghost to come in because of my faith, because of the relationship, because of seeing constant prayer. He'll allow these things, allow the Holy Ghost to tell me what to do, when to go, how to do it. And that's nobody but God. It's nothing we can do on our own. Nothing. I mean nothing you can do on your own. I don't care if we wake up in the morning. You still can do nothing on your own. And people have to realize that. It's not on your own that you're going to work and you're doing this and doing that. He gives you the ability, the strength, the mindset, the limbs to do these things. Whatever you're doing, he's allowing you to do it in his strength, in his power. Everything belongs to him. If you're in good health, if you are able to move around and talk and walk, it's by the grace of God. My dad used to always tell us this. We would say, well, tomorrow we're going to do this or that. He said, you better say, if the Lord's will, you're going to do this or that. And so all I'm saying is we have one Lord, one master. That's it, just one. And there may be some people who disagree, and that's okay. I'm going to stay where I am with God because I know what he has done. I've seen it. It's too many times when my mother got sick and I didn't know what to do. And I called upon the Lord. I said, Lord, what should I do? I don't know. And he would allow the Holy Spirit to tell me time after time what to do and to relieve you so you wouldn't be worried. So all I'm saying today, and we'll open up the lines because I know some others would like to make, you know, make comments or have something to say. So all I wanted to say is we have one Lord, and we should praise him, give him praise and honor and glory because God is coming back for what he has placed in us. And I can remember I was telling somebody one day God was asking me, he said, what's in your will? I didn't understand what he was talking about. He said, what's in your will? And I said, what's in my will? He said, yeah, if you have anything in your will that belongs to me, I can pull it out. But if you have nothing in your will that belongs to me, I can't pull anything out. So if you have a song in your will, a word in your will, whatever you have, God can pull it out of you. But I hear, you know, when you hear people, just all they talk about is things of the world and in the world, that's what's in them. If you ask them to sing maybe a song, they may know it, or they may have heard of it. Or if you ask them to quote a scripture or something from the Bible, they can't even comprehend what you're talking about because they have little in their well or none at all. And some people, you don't hear them talking about the word of God, period. The well is empty. And it reminds me of when Jesus met the woman at the well. He told her, he said, whoever drink of this water, they shall thirst again. But who shall ever drink of the water that I shall give them shall never thirst again. Never thirst again. You'll have everlasting water springing up out of you. So whenever you need that word, the Holy Ghost whom Jesus Christ has sent us, that it will spring up out of your well and begin to speak. So if you have something in there, he can pull something out. The Holy Spirit can pull it out of you. Okay? So because you have something in your well, you have reserved the Word of God. You have constantly prayed or read, and it's in there. It's in there. So we have to choose and remind us when situations come around are we going through situations? It's something in our will. We can begin to sing a song or to begin to praise or begin to quote a scripture or go back to the Word of God. And then that word is what's comforting and giving us peace. Amen. So I just wanted to share that with everyone tonight. So I thank God for you all that's on the blog talk tonight. Listening. So if anyone, we're going to open up the lines. If anyone has anything they want to share, I want to give somebody else some time and not wait just the last minute. Amen?
Amen. Well, let's see. The line is open. Anybody, the line's open. Anybody want to talk about it? The line's open. Amen. Amen. Praise God for the word I've heard tonight. One of the things I'll say and listen to what she was saying tonight, you got to make a choice. A choice is driven. Choice is driven by truth. And truth takes you to the next level, believing who God is. And God said, I am that I am. And besides me, there's nothing. Now, if there's somebody on the line who want to have a word, you have permission. Because I'm talking to the worldwide, somebody would listen to your word. You can bless somebody. If you want to pray, we'll pray for you. Whatever you want to do right now, the line is open. KESK Radio Station is open for you. God bless you. Anybody on the line? Amen.
Amen.
Anybody? Let's see. I see one number here. I just got a friend on it with me. Charles, are you there? Brother Charles, are you there? All right, then. Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Well, the Lord has spoken to you tonight.
What the sister spoke, what Dr. McClellan spoke, is true. You know, you just put the word of God out there. Like I said, it's going to stand on its own.
That's right.
You don't have to try to support it up. Prophets of Baal, just do what Elijah did, put God's word out there, and leave it alone.
You don't have nothing to take to the nation? We're speaking to the nation. You don't have nothing to take to the nation.
What do I have to say to the nation?
Yeah, to the whole world.
The God I serve is the same God that Elijah served.
Mm-hmm.
I say by myself, with myself, to myself.
All right.
I'm a recluse, basically.
All right.
And God, I talk to God all the time.
Anybody else? Praise the living God. Oh my God. God is so good. Well, I see one person dropped off, but that's all right. I still love them. They dropped off. This God I serve. And I see a lot of people dropping off. I wonder why.
Well, that's okay, because the thing about it is, God knows. Only God knows. Amen. And so we just go with what God has given us. And some people know this word and they're sharing in it, so they don't want to hear it or whatever their choices are. But I thank God because if like I said, if I have to walk this thing alone, I'll do it alone. I don't need false people, false prophets. I don't need fake people. I need real people.
Real,
you know what
people,
I'm saying? That criticize you, judge you, and talk about you. Amen. And one on one accord. That's what we need. So that's where I am.
Dr. McClendon, let me share something with some things that I know has happened in my life and your life together. We've known each other from school. Went to school together, got out together. I'm going back. When I was on the radio down at putting up on the KSK radio station. I was at the last time I was praying, and when I prayed, the prayer was being sent out there. But you came on to me and said, and I'm cutting through the chase. You said, I heard you talk to God. What can I do to help you? You didn't criticize me. You said, what can I do to help you? And so that's what we're talking about tonight. A lot of the people that are listening, and I'm not trying to be all prompt up and everything. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And see, right now in America, we got some real issues. We got the president, don't know where he's going. We got the senators, they don't know where they're going. We got the, they don't know where they're going. Why? Because it's up to the believer. We are the one. And Jesus Christ has said, I'm coming back for my church. It's called the body of Christ. And if you're not a part of the body, you're going to hell. I'm not going there for nobody. And I'll say this time. There are a lot of things that are going on right now. Well, somebody said, well, I'm off this denomination. Let me see. Let me speak on that right quick. Do I have your permission, Dr. McClendon?
Yes.
A lot of people don't understand denominations, but that I call them dead dogs. They're dead dogs. Because denominations have a platform that they spring from. If you don't speak a certain way, you're not a part of us. If you can't sing a certain way, you're not a part of us. Well, what does the Bible say? Come, let us praise the living God. If we take the word and read in Psalm 134, we find that he said, let all the saints that come into the house of God lift your holy hands and praise him. Sometimes
it's
a comfortable position. Now, I want to say this right quick. I see a few people on here, and I don't want to. Yes, I am. I have love of God in my heart. Have I done wrong in the past years? Am I doing wrong now? That's why I have to come to God every day. Father, forgive me.
Amen.
I might have said something wrong, spoke something wrong against somebody. I'm asking you to forgive me. Does God forgive me? Yes. But see, and so I come back to the point. We're coming into a place right now where we got a man who's sitting at the White House. That's the Lucifer, as she was talking about. You got to make a choice because he's saying right now, see, he done slick, he done got slick and moving things out to the governor and said, well, if everything go wrong, he put it on the governor. Well, see, that's what Lucifer does. God said, bring it to me. Bring it to me. Through his son to bring it to me. And the more we talk about the Son of God, the more the Son of God appeals to us. And Jesus said, let all anger, stop. When Paul wrote that to the people at the he said, let anger stop amongst you. Let it stop amongst you. Let wrath stop. Let
That's
it stop.
Right.
There are a lot of people if you don't say it my way, they're not a part of what I'm doing. And I'm in a position that way. It really does not matter to me. And I'm using what God say. I'm coming back soon. I am coming back soon. How soon is soon? Very soon. And I try to encourage people that was supposed to be on with us tonight. He's going to be going to teaching the word of God. And I'll ask him, I said, if I can get it on the way you can come and teach some of the word, can you do it? He said, yeah. But he said, I don't have to do it this way. We're going to do it this way then. I'm not trying to force anybody to do anything.
That's right.
God
That's
has
right.
blessed me. I'm not a beggar. I'm a lender. The Bible told me, I'm a lender, not a borrower.
Amen.
Lend me the money. I said, yeah, I can lend you the money because I'm a lender, according to the scripture. Now, if you want to borrow some money, I can charge up to 20% to pay me back. There's a whole new thing going on out there. People say, what? Yeah. And the more we take the word of God and and investigating us. Now I want to move to another subject. May I have your permission to move to another subject, Dr.
McClendon? Yes.
One person was telling me about the folks, about these, and I want to say this much. You got to hear what God is saying. Can we reach the unreached and tell the untold? Yes, that's what we're doing. There are some people out there in all of these nations, like in Africa. In the Kong area, there are a lot of folks want to come on, but nobody wants to be practical. Everybody wants something, but nobody want to put a nickel or a dime. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
If you want something, they come to Jesus, and the answer is, Lord, here's a question we got to ask. He said, what is it? He said, who shall we get to say? There's a picture, said, who shall we pay tithes to? He said, look on the picture. He took it. He said, whose picture's on it? He said, look on the picture. He looked on, he said, pay. Well, whose picture you see? Well, I see it on there. Pay attention to Rome. Oh. And they thought he was reneging on them. No, he wasn't. He says, I'm not in that business. I'm in the business of people saved. I'm going about preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've come back for the lost tribe of Israel. My God. And so, having said that, I think there's one person that I've asked to be on the line. Her name is, if I might call her name, if she's on the line with me. Are you on the line with us, white sister? As I spoke with you today? She may be and she may not be. But anyway, when we had a great conversation today, Freddie Mac, are you on the line with us? Freddie? And see, let me tell you something. There are a lot of people that go behind their own backs and they lie to each other. Now, you and I both know, when I was at the school, I had to tell some people they want to rise up against the women. I said, no. Leave those women alone. You want to get to me. There's a witness on the line there right now, going worldwide. And see, right now, there's demons out there possessing people. And the people are falling. Am I right about it, doctor?
You're right.
And so when I take notice, now, maybe I got a witness on this one. When I take notice, everywhere in America, people go on with nothing, no mask on their face. They ain't doing this. They're doing that. They're walking around happy. Happy do-da-dee-dee-da-dee-da-da. I'm all here to know Jesus. But that's what they're doing out there. And they don't know God is watching. And God's calling his people. He's calling his people. When he's calling his people, he said, I have called my people to come to me. Come unto me, all of you who labor. And, and you want, he said, come to me and rest. And I'll give you rest.
Amen.
I'll give
That's right.
He said, now, what kind of rest are you talking about, Master? He said, I'm giving you spiritual rest. So you can start worrying about the bills you got to pay. I can't do this. Am I right about it, somebody? He said, I will do this. Like I told a person one day on the line with her, I said, God want to bless you with a new car for your husband. He wants to give you what? What? Yeah, that's the God we serve. This ain't no fluke, dude. See a lot of folks, they want to be a part of, but they don't want to participate in what God's word says. Anybody else on that want to say? Anybody else? The line is open. Anybody?
You know what? Let me just say this. You're absolutely right. You know, I was, as the Holy Spirit was speaking to me one day, he said, "What have you robbed God of today?"
Oh yes, speaking sister.
See, because let me tell you something. Sometimes because people are so, I don't want to say critical or judgmental, but people are setting their ways, and so they say, you know, that person over there is not speaking the way I want them to speak or saying the things that I want them to say. What have you robbed God of today? If I'm speaking God's word, I haven't robbed him of that word today. So a lot of times people rob God of his word, of his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, because you're so focused on yourself, you know. And so that's one of the things we got to get out of. You were saying some people don't want to participate. No, we have spectators, just like Jesus had in his day. We have spectators. People come on just to see what you want to say so they can talk about it and judge it. But me, I'm telling you, I don't even, it don't bother me. If I'm speaking what God has given me, he may not give that to you. You may not be mature enough to handle it. So I just speak what God has given me. Amen. So I just want to say that. But I thank God for what he's doing and what he's about to do. We know some things are going on, and a lot of people can't, you know, handle it. We know not to trust the government, because that's not our government. Our government is from on high. Amen.
Mute your phone, please. Mute your phone, please. Mute your phone. You can mute your phone, please. Go ahead, doctor.
And so, you know, so we know whom we trust in. We know we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we just thank God for that. And for those who really are truly believing, and those who truly are with us, there are some people that are truly with us in faith, and then there are some that's not. There's some like I said, and I'm not afraid to say, there are some spectators. And that's just who they are. But when I like I said, I trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Even if I have to walk it alone, I'll do it. Amen. So all the things, and like I said, I hear people saying things all the time, doing things all the time. My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's gonna stay there. And whatever he tell me to do, I'm gonna do it if I have to do it alone. If he calls someone to do it, a lot of times, you know what? One day, the Lord gave me something. See, people don't believe that he speaks to people, so they think they know the word so much nobody can tell. When you get that proud, you know the word so much nobody can tell you anything. There's a problem. But see, when God starts speaking through somebody, you'll be like Balaam. You won't even hear it because you're kicking the donkey. Okay? So when I was telling this lady, it was time for her. God gave me a word to give her. She was like, oh, yep, no. I wish they would. So I'm like, man, you done already denounced your blessing. Stop it. Accept it and say, okay, well, Lord, I don't understand what he or she said to me, but you know. And if it's not right, if they tell us, then God's going to deal with them. But if it's true, then God's going to give you your blessing because you believe.
Amen.
So I just want to put that out there.
Amen. Amen. The line's open. We're having a good conversation now, doctor. Anybody got anybody got a statement they want to make? I mean, I'll invite some people on tonight, and if you want us to pray for you, just say yes. The line's open right now. We will pray for you. We will leave with you. We'll watch God do what he says he's going to do. We are joining into the body of Christ, not in a piece of wood. We're joining into the body of Christ, and we join into him. We join what God is doing through his son, Jesus Christ. So, one thing I will say again, above all things, as I was ministering with the Lord this morning, the Lord spoke to me and said, continue, continue, continue.
Amen.
I said,
amen.
That's all he would say, continue. He said, yes, continue. Now, continue means don't try to go back doing what you used to do. Continue.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I'm going to tell you, see, I'm a veteran, and they told me, said, we found cancer in your body. Oh, you're ashamed to tell folks? No, I'm not, because the devil is a liar. That cancer is going back. And so they said, well, they come up, they get everything for to do with checking. And I talked to the doctor. I said, well, doctor, I want to say one thing. I hear what you're saying, but I'm a faith walker. And if it's my time to go back to God, I'm not ashamed. And I'm going up to somebody say, well, but how aren't you afraid? Afraid of what? The flesh profits nothing. The flesh.
Amen. That's right.
But I'm trusting in God. Have you?
Amen.
Yes. And why you want to trust in God? Because, listen, God's going to take me and let somebody know. See what Hunter did? He trusted me. They found
Amen.
The cancer. The cancer's gone. I have
Amen.
Him. I'm telling you,
Amen.
I was suffering.
Amen.
She supported me on the line with her. But when I was praying for her, let me tell you, believers out there listening, KSK Radio Station, when you got somebody praying for you, don't pray against them. Pray with them.
Amen.
The sister, I said, something wrong with you. She said, what? She wouldn't call me. But all of a sudden, she called me back one day and told me. She said, Hunter, she said, I don't know why you're praying for me. She said, but they say I got cancer. I said, no, that's a done deal. That cancer's gone. They went up there
Amen.
And operated. They couldn't even find the cancer. Send
them
home. And she said, what did you do? I didn't do nothing but pray and believe God.
Amen. 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 That's what it's all about.
What it's all about. Now, sometimes I know I got some bad habits, but I ask God to help me to strengthen. At my age,
yes.
I just say, okay, Lord. But I want the line is open. Anybody got something want to say or something want to just ask a prayer, whatever it is, we still got some time. Anybody else?
Yes, sir. This is Brother Charles. Doc McClennon. The old stand that you preached tonight, I haven't heard it since I've been a boy.
Amen.
And it changes. It's the same sermon that I heard when I was 5 years old. I heard tonight. And I say it there to say, God don't change. The same God that was on Mount Carmel with Elijah, that sent down fire from heaven, he's the same God that we serve today.
The
he
same
don't
one.
Change. Man can yeah. change. We want
That's
to be
right.
we want to be politically correct to serve God too. You can't. Jesus said you either go serve, you can love the one and hate the other.
That's
you
right.
You can't be politically correct to serve God. That's just the fact of it. And that old
yeah.
saying that you preach tonight, Dr. McClennon, the world needs more of those sermons preached. The Missouri sermons that they preach, the feel good sermons, they need more of the Mount Carmel sermons that you preach tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to add to tonight.
Amen. Anybody else? See, when you've got an opportunity to speak around the world, and I'm telling you, people in the south part of America, all around America, yeah, that number, anybody in Chicago, anybody in California, anybody in Washington, D.C., and you can reach out to Alaska, you can reach out to in the Middle East, that number, anybody can call in. But it's on a time,
mm-hmm.
being a certain time zone. As I tell everybody,
mm-hmm.
you on here. I want you to be on here. But you have to understand there was a principle set. It's not by me, it's what God says. He will not accept anything that's rotten. He won't. Lucifer came to him and did everything he could, and God kicked him
mm-hmm.
out of heaven.
That's right.
And Jesus said, I'll be hell. Now listen at this. He said, I'll be hell. Lucifer, call him by his name, falling,
mm-hmm.
like the zigging and
zagging. Amen.
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 And see, so this enemy is real. Our president
yes.
needs some help. Our governor needs some help. But we have to let it be
That's
known
right.
to us. We're praying for
That's
them,
right.
not against them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to divide
right.
the nation because... See, Lucifer that put his, oh Jesus, help me tonight, Lord, and put his foot in somebody's they can't see. Mama said,
okay.
if they went out there in the wrong car and they got some hog doo doo on their face.
Praise God.
Okay.
Praise God. And so I said that because sometimes with us, we have to make a profound thing. And a lot of people know that when we were back in the day when we were young men, We had to go to the hog pen, had to go to the horse pen.
Mm-hmm.
And so they talk about the meat. There was a shortage of meat. Did God give us meat or give us herbs?
Hmm.
He gave herbs.
Okay.
And so.
That's right.
My God.
Oh my God.
The God I serve is awesome God. And if I find something that somebody, I'm going to pass the word on. Somebody.
Amen.
I said, wait a minute. Do you have my left hand or right hand? It's needed because I'm gonna slap you. I'm gonna slap you like a bat. We're gonna let go of my hand. That's with the word of God now. With the word of God.
Amen.
And so, amen. So anybody else on the line want to have something to say? I want us to pray for them. Don't be ashamed. I'm here to pray for you. Anybody? Are you on the line with us?
Yes, I need prayer. I need prayer for my sister that had her leg, her foot cut off, and I need prayer tonight. I need it for her to feel better and see what's the next exit, you know, of what's going to happen. But I know God is able, like you say. You had cancer, but you prayed.
Amen.
And look what happened. Look what
Amen.
Happened.
Amen.
And this is what we have to do when we want to get rid of a sickness, and we just have to ask God to bless us. Bless us,
Amen.
And things would happen
yes,
if we
yes.
we put our trust in God. We have to put our trust in Him for things to happen. We can talk about it, but we got to trust Him. We got to give it to Him and say, God, it's all in your hands. If you want me to be healed, I'll be healed. But it's in your hands. And no
well,
ask no question. No question, but just give it to God. God in prayer and let Him be the healer.
Yes.
He's the healer.
Amen.
He's the healer.
Yes, yes, yes.
And He will heal.
Yes,
that's
yes.
what I tell my sister, the same thing. She's been going through, but I know God's going to heal that leg and she won't have to cut no more off, I'm hoping. But
Amen.
We just keep praying every day.
Amen.
God will heal us and keep us on His wings because this is what it's all about. It's God. And
Amen.
I couldn't help but hold my peace tonight. I was listening to Reverend Hunter. He just
Amen.
Keeps me uplifted in prayer. And whenever I'm going through, I know he's there because he's going to come through and tell me. He's going to call me and keep me in his prayer all the time. And by the grace of God, look like everything works out so good when he keeps
Amen.
Me in prayer. And I said, Lord, sometimes I don't know which way I'm going, but all of a sudden the phone will ring. And he's on the other end. And he's,
Amen.
I don't know what I'm going through, but whatever I'm going through, it's all going to be finished when he gets through. And
Amen.
I know God is with him. God is with him. God is
Amen.
With him. I met him on the radio, and I said, ever since then, I said, Lord, he's been with me. Yeah, many
Amen.
Years ago now, but praise
Amen.
God. And what
Amen.
He says tonight, he's a healer. But you got to trust
yes,
him.
He is.
Amen.
Because
so,
Satan is everywhere.
So
Satan
I like
is
to
everywhere when we wake up with it. He's there. He's there.
So,
he's there
I
with us every day.
Miss Gallison, I'd like to do
yes,
one
sir.
Thing. We're on the line. We're going in there. I'm going to ask Dr. McClendon to pray for you and what you just spoke about. We can do it, Dr. McClendon.
Yes. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Father, in the
Thank
name of
you,
Jesus,
Jesus,
we just come before
yeah.
you, thanking you right
Ooh.
Now, Father.
Right now,
for the
God.
Sister, Father, we thank you right now, Father,
Ooh.
For touching.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Father, in the name
thank
of Jesus,
Jesus,
Father. You said if there is any sick among you, let them call upon
yes.
the elders.
Call upon the elders.
Ooh. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Let them call upon
Hallelujah.
The elders of the church. You
Hallelujah.
Said the prayer of faith will heal them. So,
yes.
Father, we call in right now in the name
Ooh.
Of Jesus Christ, Father, for that. Prayer that it will go forth, Father, because you
right
said
now,
you
Lord,
send your
Jesus.
Word and heal them.
Yes,
so we ask him, Father, for suddenly for her sister, dear Lord God.
Yes,
we ask him
Lord.
That you touch her, Father, in the name of Jesus. That nothing else
yes.
has to be cut, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father,
thank
we believe
you.
In your word. We trust you, Father.
Oh,
we know that you
Lord.
Are able. All things are possible with
know,
you. And, Father, we are thanking
yeah.
you right now, Father, because we believe
right now,
that it is done in the name of Jesus Christ, Father.
Thank
and we believe you, Father. We trust
you,
your word, and it is so. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, let your word go forth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Let the
Hallelujah. Like somebody tonight would pray for me while I'm on the line, which I need your prayers. That I will continue to pray to God at His word.
Amen.
I need someone to pray for me. Anyone.
Amen.
Pray for me online.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Pray
Thank you.
Will you pray for me right now?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting you up, dear God. Father, I ask that you would touch tonight, God. Touch us all, Father.
As we
speak your word, Father, we ask you for healing. We ask you for strength. We ask you for the Holy Spirit to dwell within us, Father God. You know our hearts. You know our ups and you know our downs. Father, pray for these people tonight, Father, that know you, Father, and they want to be uplifted in your word every day. Bless Reverend Hunter right now, dear God. Give him strength, Father. As he begins his journey, Father, each and every day, lifting up people everywhere. Give him that strength to keep doing what he's doing, Father God. Oh, Father, we love you. We give you the glory and we give you the honor. And the sister who prayed the prayer, lift up tonight, Father. Give
thank
us strength, Father. Oh,
thank
dear God. We touch. Ask you to touch right now. In the name
right now,
of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Touch our bodies. Touch our minds. Touch our souls, Father, that we will keep lifting you up. Keep lifting you up, Father, in your Son's Jesus' name. I pray. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Hunter.
Amen.
And hope everything goes well. Thank you, Reverend Hunter.
Amen. God bless you.
Sister, be blessed. Be blessed.
Amen.
And highly favored.
All is well.
Anybody else?
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
A lady on the line, I won't call her name, but I see she's on the line with her. And I want to just lift up her. She was in a bad car accident. Bad car accident. And when I called her, she said, I'm in the hospital. I said, what? Somebody, Lucifer, went wild in the ring. And she's still alive. But I want to I'll ask Charles to pray for her. Charles, will you pray for her?
God, an angel. God, an angel. God, an angel.
Yes, sir, I will.
Yes,
I'll
thank you,
God, the Lord of health and the Lord of eternity.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have the opportunity tonight to call on you once again to let the world know that you are the same God that is and shall ever be. We pray that you heal the sister tonight. Let her know that you love her,
thank
that you are loyal to her. And that nothing, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Oh, thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Father.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Father, we pray right now. Turn around. Somebody somewhere needs prayer, Father. We don't know their name, but you know their name. You know the name by name by name. And we got people in this world, Father, that don't know you. Our prayer to them to well they are right now, Father. There's some crying they don't have nothing in their hearts. But we want to put the word of Jesus Christ in their hearts. And then Father, we just
As we
bow before you, saying hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
We know that all the work in the of your word, and we cry out to you tonight. I ask you tonight to just bless those people all there and in different.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless Reverend Hannah. Bless all of you. Speak us tonight, Father.
Bless them in the word. Bless them, Father, right now, Father.
Bless them, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your blessing.
And Father, I give your word back to you. Hallelujah. I give your word back to you. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Shande, he opened my eyes. One thing I will say, Father, I want to give you the word Hebrew. And you said in your word in Hebrews, yes, you did, in chapter 10, verse 19, having therefore, let us be bold to enter into the place by the blood of Jesus Christ. We enter come bold. Therefore, brethren, we enter into the world and to that place of holiness.
Oh, thank you.
And we just said
thank you, Lord.
And then you said, indeed.
Thank you, Lord. You're the mediator. You're the mediator.
This new covenant that we live under in the name of Jesus.
And the
blood of the Spirit was sprinkled by you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. We cry to you, Father. And I want to thank you tonight, Father, for giving us to do, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
But I'm just trusting you,
Father. Thank you.
More than ever, Father. Because you've been so good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word.
When I didn't have a daddy, you became my daddy. I didn't have a job, you became my job. When I had faith,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
I send it to the prayer line right now. I want to reach out to you by Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Some people next door, Paul Louisiana, and Father, pray for them. Doesn't matter, New York City, I pray for them. All the people that are on the set, I pray that the angels.
Oh, the death angels on the way to them right now.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And Father, we pray for those in our family. And then Father, I pray for my wife. I pray for my son. I pray for my daughter. I pray for my daughter-in-law, my son-in-law. I pray for my grandboys. I pray for all around us, Father, on the line with us.
Father, unusual.
You took us to this route, Father. Not about me, it's about you, Father. But I want to
thank you, Father.
Thank you for the steadfast she's doing. And she found out, Father, and I've come to know from her by being with her. There's no God like our God. If you want to play God, it's the wrong train. If you want to speak at God, it's the wrong train. If you want to look at God, it's the wrong train. He said, you got to own this train. Because in this train, there is salvation. There is understanding.
Amen.
And we can speak with somebody, Father. And Father, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear God. Anybody else? Jesus. Anybody want to have a prayer tonight to the world? Anybody got a word? I'm going to challenge somebody. I call your name tonight. Can you get up and say hello to me or somebody, please? Are you there? Hello? Are you there? I'm having so much fun, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Give us that medicine. Come on, give it to
him. Give it to him. He got it. He don't give it. Praise the Lord.
God is moving. He's moving in the direction.
Yes, he is. Tonight on KSK radio station around the world.
Now let me share something with God. We just prayed and been answered.
Yes, it's
according to the believer to believe it.
Yes, God said it. Amen.
Oh my God! Remember when the man came to see?
Yes.
I put blood on his eyes and told him to go wash. It was in the law, but he said, watch and he can see. Remember those on that body? And I told him, he said, I healed them all, but he said, well, was one. See, when God heals, he wants somebody to come back and give him praise.
Amen. One came back.
And Jesus said, remember, He said, remember these words. He said, I've come to this world that I might destroy the devil. I've come to destroy Lucifer's works. Now, what kind of works did Lucifer doing? Lucifer was putting word out there. You know you ain't here. You know you can't see.
Praise God.
No, he wants Lucifer is trying to convince people to believe what he said. He's a liar from the start. Jesus said, you are a liar from the beginning. That's why he's saying
Amen.
That's what God said. He's down on earth.
He's down on earth.
That's right.
With an altar to God.
Every time you want to come on this blog talk radio with me, KSC, you're welcome. And I say to everybody, somebody with a quiet mind, let me tell you something I found out. The most quiet person, the most dangerous person, they're dangerous.
Amen.
I say it to God. The danger comes when they say, well, I want to talk to God. Well, I do. I want to talk to God. Why you want to talk to God? God can hear me. God said,
so
call him.
There you go. Call him. Yes, call him.
That's when the scripture
call on me.
Abba, Abba, Abba,
Abba,
Abba,
Abba,
Abba,
Abba,
Abba, Abba.
Father,
Father, Father, Father.
Yes,
he did. Oh, yes, he did. Praise God.
I know, I'm going to tell you something. Somebody going to have a good night, sleep at night.
Amen. I'm going to have a good night's sleep. Praise the Lord. I go to bed with
As soon as somebody got a blessing in their back, on the backside of them, I think something happened right here.
Amen.
Sometimes these bones need to be reconstructed, and God can do it. And God said, bone was broken in his body when he went on the cross. And I would say, you love me and happy again, Lord, but I thank you.
Yes, he did.
Sister McClendon, I just talked to me about some that it just be so happy. You know
what? That's all right. Serve him.
And you know what?
Tell him what you want.
When McClendon was talking to the lady and telling him about the prayer that prayer, she said, you got to start praying. She said, start praying. You go on prayer. He said, no, you start praying. That kind of sets me in a place. If you want to pray for you, start praying yourself.
There you go. You got to pray.
Amen.
Amen. That's what you got to do. You bring it out. Let God use you. Let him use you. When he speaks, speak to him. Talk to him.
On the head,
here
the heart.
I am, Lord.
Here am I, Lord. Send me. When God says that, in the book of Isaiah, and God said, come, let's get together. Let's sit down and reason together about this thing. How many of y'all want to sit down and reason with God when God invites you to his table? Lord, I want to reason with you. Come on, reason with me. I'm going to say that to the boy and say, come on, you got the ball, throw it. You got the ball. Knock it out of the ball.
You got the ball. Let's go with it. Amen. Amen.
Brother Harlan.
Hey.
Sir.
This is Brother Charles.
Yes, Brother Charles.
I went to the pain session with you yesterday. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We got you.
I went to the pain session. I have to take shots in my L's and my S's in my lower back.
Mm-hmm.
My lumbar and my sacroiliac, I have to take shot. And but one of the discs, I have both of these in my whole spine. But one of them, the L1, the herniated tube, besides bulging, is herniated. And it was real tenuous. The disc of herniated, Charles about ready to pop out of there. So when it pop out, you think you're in pain now. So it's going to be vertebrae grinding on vertebrae being out. I said, well, say, you know what I'm going to do about it, doctor? You will do what you can do today. Then I'm going home and I'm going to pray about it.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's all we can do is pray. That's all I know how to do. Some country doctors, see how I dress with blue jeans all the time. I'm 6 years old, still wearing Levi's. I said, I'm going home and pray about it.
Pray about it.
And I think about the pain in my back, but then last May they discovered I had congestive heart failure. I just couldn't breathe, drowning in my own fluids. And then it came back. And the last few nights, I couldn't breathe, just smothering out in the bed, so I had to sit up all night. And I got in my recliner, the only piece of furniture got in my whole house, beside my table. I sat there that day, and I said, Lord, I'm finna go to sleep. I wake up, I expect the healing to be formed. I said, this breathing problem will be over with when I wake up. I don't know how long you're gonna keep me asleep to heal me, but when I wake up, my breathing will be fine, and my back won't be hurting as bad. Right before I came on the air tonight, I woke up having sleep for 4.5 hours. I feel a whole lot better. Breathing is better. Back on earth.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
You just got to speak the word.
I just thought I was sure that the God we serve, He's the same God. I keep saying it.
Yes,
he don't
he
change. It's in the same place it was 10 million years ago, the same place. God don't change. His word don't change.
He don't change and his word don't
change.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Speak the word.
Amen. That's right.
Speak the word.
He does not
speak
change.
The word.
He does not change. And the most important
part I was sure of it.
Amen. But I know it. But see, and so what it is right now, I'm going to tell you that going to be some changes with KESK radio station. We're going to a higher level and what God wants done in us. And Charles and I know God's doing us to a next level. And somebody said, what is that level? If I tell you, would you believe it? Well, tell me. What if you don't believe? Well, it's a higher level. We're going to a higher level. And if you believe, you're going to see God do some things. And some people say, well, I'll go with you. But if you're going to go with me, you got to do what Jesus said. I don't want no backbiting. I don't want no
liars. Amen.
Get on the ship. Get on the ship.
Amen.
So, like I was saying, I won't call her name, but I'll say it to the lady today. And veteran to veteran. There's some veterans on the line with me, and I can say this to her. We got our back. And I put the contract with the person to find out some things, and they got to shout. Man. I could hear on the phone shouting. But God,
amen.
For soldiers. And if I told somebody, I said, let me tell you something. You don't know what it means to be a soldier because you don't have the faith to walk in there.
That's
it costs right. you something. Okay. It costs you something. When you went out there to Vietnam, Agent Young, middle over there and other place, and I come back to the Vietnam, in the hospital over there, veterans, I see some women coming over, part of their heads cut off. But you can tell there's been something that happened. Something happened. They're called soldiers. Soldiers. That's what God's coming back. His body. He's coming back. And I'm going to tell everybody tonight. And I want anybody else want to say a word? I'm going to ask Dr. McClendon.
I'm here.
I'm getting drunk in those spirits. So let the Lord take you and do this thing I want to do with you, God. It's back in your hands. I wasn't trying to take over, but God just moved the night of the special. And,
Let me enjoyed it.
Yeah. And so tomorrow night, we're going to, Brother Charles is going to be speaking tomorrow night. And the young lady who has a book that I'm trying to help promote, he's going to come on and be with us tomorrow night. And she has a book she has that I'm helping her to promote. See, if I can't help you, I'm not going to harm you.
Amen.
Like I told some person, snakes in my yard. I want no snakes in my yard. No snakes. Well, that's for another subject. But McClendon.
Amen.
Go ahead, doctor.
Amen. Well, I just praise God for each and every one of us that participated tonight and came on the line and supported one another. This is what it's all about, and lifting up the name of Jesus. I just give God the glory because we can come together and pray for one another because we know the wiles of the devil. We know that he's attacking each and every one of us at certain times. Amen. And our family members. and the stronger ones have to pray for the weaker ones. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. When we come together and begin to pray, we are expecting. We're expecting a miracle. We're expecting healing. We're expecting deliverance and people being set free. God said he came to set the captives free. And you see, I was listening to Brother Charles when he was talking about his breathing. Guess what? My aunt had that same problem. She had that same problem. And I told her, I said, listen, don't say God. He had me to tell her, don't say what the enemy is saying about you. I can't breathe. You say, I'm going to breathe in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because he has given us his word, and he's put his word above his name so we can speak that. So I said, stop saying what the enemy is saying. I can't breathe. I can't. Yes, you can in the name of Jesus. Because he has chosen to give us his word so we can speak that. Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Power of the tongue.
And amen. So we have to speak life over ourselves. And if you're not strong enough, give us somebody that has some strength and let them begin to pray with you and for you that God's word will go, it shall go forth. It will not fall to the ground. Amen. So I thank God tonight for each and every one of us. And let's stay in prayer for each and every one of us. Let's pray for the weaker ones. And sometimes we all get a little weak. So we're asking for your prayers in Jesus' name. Amen?
Jesus' name. Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen. Beautiful.
Amen. Well, anybody got the music? Anybody got the music they want to play right quick before we go? Amen. Well, tonight that God has blessed us. He showed us a new look. And so all I can say tonight is KESK Radio Station has the opportunity to discuss it with God's will. And in doing God's will, we reach and reach and tell them that Jesus Christ is soon coming back. May our word be finality in what he's doing. We pray this night he will continue to move forward in us. And remember, tomorrow night is a night of encouragement tomorrow night. And I want to thank God. Amen. God bless. See you on the other side. Amen.
Amen. God bless each and every one of
you. God bless you too. Amen.
We pray for you.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you all as well.
God bless you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.